can't tell if the chemistry's good by looking at it. It wasn't clear yesterday. For the last time, the saltwater pool is a chlorine pool.
This is the Talking Pools Podcast with pool pros from every region in the country. If it happens in a pool, you'll hear about it here. Everything from tips and hacks to the latest tricks and trends. Breaking news, we lay it on the line. We tell it like it is because we think you deserve to know.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to Thursdays with Wayne, one part of the Talking Pools podcast group. I hope everybody has had a good week. I know I have. I am recording this on Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Nice day. So treat your loved one well. Give him or her a hug and a kiss and have fun. So, what am I going to talk about today? Well, you know, you pull the topic out of the magic hat. Yes, that's a reference to Felix the Cat for those of us who are old enough to remember Felix the Cat. And something has kind of surfaced of late that I think is going to become an issue. At least I hope it doesn't, but I think it's going to become an issue. And it's kind of been bantered about recently, and by recently I mean probably within the last year, maybe a little bit less. But as you know, I'm CPO instructor. I'm part of the PHTA instructor assessment committee, so I teach people how to teach the course. But I'm also part of Talking Pools podcast. But I'm also the chairman of the CPO Advisory Council. And by that position, what our group does is, among other things, but primarily we review all the educational materials, the CPO manual, the tests, the online programs, things of that nature, update things, discuss current topics and issues. And one of those issues that has come up recently is something that's kind of near and dear to my heart. For decades, I taught, among other things, in trade shows and whatnot, I taught a variety of different topics: sanitation and oxidation, basic water chemistry, intermediate water chemistry, advanced water chemistry. And then I taught a very good course on water balance. And in the water balance course, I would go over all of the parameters that are involved with water balance, how to calculate water balance, things like that, what's good, what's bad, you know, how to identify a scale forming situation, a corrosive water situation, a balanced quote situation. So that course was very popular over the years because a lot of service technicians don't do water balance. It has increased over the years. I give you that one. I always do it when I do it. But, you know, as far as like public properties are concerned, you know, most health departments in the United States don't care about water balance. All they look at is a sanitation value and pH, even though sometimes they don't understand pH. It's sanitation and oxidation, you know, sanitizer levels and pH. There are some health departments in the country, not many. I can count them on one hand. I'm using the ring finger. One hand. How many counties, how many states require water balance calculations either weekly or monthly? But most don't. Most don't care because they actually don't care. They're more concerned for public safety, which I get and I understand and all that. As far as service people who do residential pools, a water balance should be done on a regular basis. Not all the time now, unless, you know, something happens, you know, like a weather event or a big party, that kind of thing. Then, yeah, you should do water balance, fill up startups, you know, that kind of thing. But what we've been seeing happening is that we've been getting a lot of calls and a lot of emails from y'all about water balance apps that are out there.
The mobile WaterLink SpinTouch allows pool and spa professionals the ability to test water in the field. A patented WaterLink Spin reagent disc is used with the innovative photometer to measure 10 different tests in just 60 seconds. That's right, just 60 seconds, and you'll have results displayed simultaneously on the photometer's touchscreen. That's not all. You also have the ability to send the data through Bluetooth into a smartphone or a tablet device. The photometer can measure free chlorine, bromine, total chlorine, combined chlorine, pH, alkalinity, hardness, cyanuric acid, copper, iron, phosphate, borate, biguanide shock, and salt. The water analysis can be proactive since they are able to measure all of these important tests and recommend correct procedures to fix their water chemistry issues when using our WaterLink Solutions Pro software program. It allows pool and spa analysts the best way to achieve precise results. So simple, anyone can use it. This is the most advanced system for precise use of wet chemistry methods ever produced. Pool and spa analysts can achieve precision without time-consuming tests or cleanup procedures. This groundbreaking analysis system is so simple, no vials to fill, no prep time, no guessing. To learn more about this innovative lab, visit www.waterlinkspintouch.com. Again, www.waterlinkspintouch.com.
But what we've been seeing happening is that we've been getting a lot of calls and a lot of emails from y'all about water balance apps that are out there. Now, everybody knows that the primary water balance calculation formula that is used in our industry is the Langlier Saturation Index, or the LSI. Where you take your measured pH and then a value that's assigned, a factor that's assigned to one of the values in the formula for temperature, carbonate alkalinity, and calcium hardness. You add those four numbers together, subtract out a value that represents a specific TDS level, and then you get an ultimate number. And that number defines whether your water is corrosive, scale forming, or perfectly in balance. Now, the Langlier Saturation Index goes from a negative 0.3 to a positive 0.5. If the results of that calculation fall between that range, then your water is mathematically in balance. Notice how I use the word mathematically in balance. I have always stressed over the decades that when you do water balance calculations, yeah, okay, great, you got a number. That it might be in balance, but don't ignore the individual parameters, because if you're doing the math involved, and those of you who are CPOs and have done the exam, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can have extremes in values for certain parameters that offset an extreme in another value, and you can get a number that says, well, yeah, your water's in balance, but hey, your alkalinity is 300 or something like that. It can happen. It happens quite often. So, you know, generally speaking, when you're doing water balance calculations, don't ignore the individual parameters. Okay. Well, enough on that topic. Let's go to the number two on this one. A lot of you out there use apps on your phone when you do water balance calculations, which is great. Because it's so simple, you just plug in the number and boom, the app does it for you and gives you a value right away. And that's wonderful. That's great. That's quick and simple. You don't have to do the math in your head. Some people might use, you know, an app on your phone. Others might use independent devices that calculate water balance LSI for you, which is great. As long as it's done, that's the good thing. The problem that we're seeing is that these apps are not, the values that they give are not consistent. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean that Say you have a pH of 7.5, which is pretty much perfect, carbonate alkalinity of 100, a calcium harness reading of 300. The temperature of the water is, say, 70, let's say 80 degrees, and the TDS is less than 500. And simply by looking at those numbers, simply by looking at them, okay, very, very easily, one would say, hey, that's that water's, you know, all the values are right within parameters. So, you know, water's got to be balanced. Well, if you use an app, okay, and right now I'm kind of using one. Well, let me line these all up together. We got pH of 7.5, a temperature of 80, which is what I said. Okay, that tells me that my Langlier saturation index is slightly above a positive 0.1. Now, remember the range for LSI is a negative 0.3 to a positive 0.5. So that tells me, boom, you know, the water's in balance. Would I do anything to this water? Probably not. It's probably on the good side. I mean, a purist might say lower the hardness a little bit by draining part of the water, but then you have all the other values that might change. So, you know, I'd probably leave this water alone, quite honestly. Although it does lean slightly towards the possibility of scale forming, it's not that great. Okay, so Mr. Wayne would not touch this. Okay. However, what we've been seeing is that if I put these same values in the apps that are available on your phone, you're going to get different numbers. Ta-da! Surprise, surprise. And you're going to get numbers that are significantly different than others. One app would come up with a value of negative 0.4. Another app would come out with a positive 0.6 using the same exact numbers. Now, what we're finding is that these apps don't take into consideration a lot of things, like whether you're using a saltwater generator, you know, whether you're using scale control products. And other treatment products that may have an effect, an overall effect. You shock the pool with Cal Hypo, which has a high pH, and you don't wait a turnover before you test, but you test within a couple of minutes. Yeah, your pH is going to be a little bit higher because it has a tendency to pull pH up. So people don't, by putting in these numbers in these apps, you're getting completely different numbers. Okay, that's the one thing we're finding. Two, we're finding that most of these apps that are out there are created or sanctioned by chemical treatment manufacturers, which is great, which is wonderful. Thank you. The problem is that we're finding that the values that they're using don't match what the current existing LSI suggests as far as factors. They're off, specifically for TDS. And we're kind of scratching our bald heads going, no, that makes no sense whatsoever. Also, we have found in a couple of cases, the apps are skewed towards the chemical treatment manufacturer's products, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. And it creates confusion, okay, in the industry, big time confusion. Now, add to this problem, let's dump some more fuel on the fire. There are a number of different water balance indices out there in the market today. Now, the LSI, the Langlier Saturation Index, is the primary one done. Okay, the primary one done within our industry has been for, well, geez, but before I started in the industry back in the early 90s, it's been around for a while. And even the original saturation index by Dr. Langlier, or Professor Langlier, was tweaked for recreational water back in the 50s. So even that has undergone a slight change. But there are other indices out there. You may have heard of something called the Reisner Index. That's being used by a few people in the industry, not many, but a few people. And the Reisner Index actually came out of the industrial world for boilers and cooling towers and things of that nature. And that particular formula was slightly tweaked also for recreational use. And the Reisner Index allows for slightly higher pHs, if my memory serves me correctly. There's another index out there called the Calcium Hardness Index that is very, very closely related to the Langlier Saturation Index. Oh, also, the Reisner Index uses total hardness and not calcium hardness. I'm not going to get into the whole hardness discussion right now. That's another podcast. The Calcium Hardness Index is very similar to LSI, like I just said. And essentially, you get the same numbers or very close to the same numbers. Then there's another one out there that nobody seems to remember about called the Pecorius Index. And that also resulted from came from the industrial side of life, again, with cooling towers, boilers, things of that nature. And the reason that started was that it has to do with boilers mostly, because in boiler situations, and I'm sorry if I'm boring people about this, but, you know, a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing to have. Although I'm not an expert in industrial water application, I do know some things. You know, what's the phrase from Game of Thrones? I drink, therefore I know things, or I know things that I drink, or whatever. Anyhow, in boilers, you're allowed to have slightly higher pH levels and slightly higher alkalinity levels than what you would even think would be close to what it is in recreational water. You're talking alkalinities in the 500 plus range, 900 parts per million, very, very high. But these indices, the Pecorius Index and the Reisner Index, were tweaked to be more applicable to a recreation water. And then finally, we have the Hamilton Index. Jock Hamilton, may he rest in peace, was a gentleman out on the West Coast who developed his own index, very similar to the Langlier Saturation Index. Jock also used total hardness rather than calcium hardness. Many people on the West Coast subscribe currently to the Hamilton Index. It is around. It is another index that is very popular. I would say right now the Langlier Saturation Index is probably used by, I'd say, 90% of the industry. The Hamilton Index is 7%, and the remaining 3% is used by others for the other indices. So there are a whole bunch of them out there. So what happens? So what's the problem? Well, the problem is that, again, these water balance applications and formulas, when compared by using the same exact numbers, okay, like we talked about earlier, 7.5, 100 carbonate alkalinity, you've got 300 calcium hardness, water temperature of 80 and a TDS of less than 500. You plug those in and you get different values. Okay. We need some consistency in the industry. We need to be able to use water balance to help our customers' pools and spas. And if we're getting different values for different applications, that does not help. That does not help at all. So what do we do? Well, we lean over and we pick up a piece of paper that fell on the floor. So what do we do is we are actually, the industry as a whole is looking at this issue. And we're trying to come up with some kind of fact sheet or information or something that can be used by the industry as a whole, and that addresses all these different indices, number one. Number two is address the issue of a different saturation index calculation, ultimate numbers, why there's a difference, who do we follow, who do we not follow, that kind of thing. So, you know, it's out there. It is confusing. We're in discussions right now about it. We're in the process of developing some kind of a fact sheet that will be on the PHTA website, that's been reviewed by a number of people, so that we can get some consistency in values. And the heavy breathing you hear off the side is my grand dog Hank. He's a 13-year-old black lab who just wanted to come over and say hi. Good boy. Okay, go back. Go away. So we're trying to figure out what's going on here. So what does that mean for this podcast, other than trying to fill up time? I'd like to hear from you guys out there. Those of you who do listen to the podcast, drop me an email at talkingpools@gmail.com about your thoughts on water balance. Do you do it? Do you not do it? Why don't you do it? Why do you do it? And which index you use, if you're using an app on your phone, which app on your phone are you using, and why are you using that particular one? Just kind of curious to do some statistical information gathering, so that it will help us to figure out and to write this fact sheet, this information, and to come out with information that's acceptable by all, so that we're pretty much all on the same boat when it comes to how to treat water balance and how to deal with water balance, how to have our customers accept water balance, how to use water balance. And the big thing here too is remember that water balance is a guideline. It's not the do-all and end-all, okay? It is something that can be used to help you, the service person, determine what's going on with your customer's water and how best to address it. And that's what it boils down to, everybody, is we want to make sure that we provide as much possible information as we can for our customers. And that's what's important. That's what it comes down to, everybody, is making sure we're doing the job right. The customer is happy with what you're doing, and everything that's related to that. So that's kind of where I'm going to end today. I hope everybody has a wonderful week. Please be safe out there. Be mindful of the weather. Sorry to hear about all the snow up in the Northeast. But everybody, please be safe out there, and I'll be talking at you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you for listening today. I'm hoping you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together for you. Listen, it's been a couple of wacky, crazy, screwed up years, from pandemic to Poolmageddon. I just want you to know that we are all in this together. If there's anything that we can do for you, send me an email at talkingpools@gmail.com. Again, that's talkingpools@gmail.com. We're here. This is your podcast. We are the Pool People's Podcast, of the pool people, for the pool people, by the pool people's body. Podcast. This one is about you. So thank you for tuning in and listening. Do me a favor, click subscribe before you go. That way you don't miss an episode.